the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 6th, and we are going to be talking about the King of the Jews. And so today, I have a very special guest with me. We're a couple days into our regular Advent curriculum, and I would love for our special guests to introduce themselves. What is your first name?
Evelyn.
And Evelyn, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
And what is your favorite thing about fourth grade?
My favorite thing about fourth grade is not having a second recess.
You don't like having a second recess?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was like devastated when my kids didn't get a second recess. I don't know why. It didn't really affect me very much. That's interesting. I'm fascinated by that because I feel like you love to like be active. Fourth grade, I think, is one of my favorite grades of all times because you still get to learn about some fun things, but you're learning about like some hard things too. And it's kind of like stretching your mind, but also it's just still kind of a fun time. All right. So we are going to be talking about King of the Jews and a baby with a throne. But before we hop into that, I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about what you are looking forward to this Christmas. What are you looking forward to this Christmas?
I'm looking forward to Christmas cookies.
Okay, so like what kind of Christmas cookies?
Like sugar cookies.
Okay, do you do frosting or sprinkles or both?
Both.
Both. And do you do like shapes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. Do you make them like often or is it like one big time that you make all of them for like the season? Or
we only have them at like Christmas time, mm-hmm. but I wish we had them in
right?
the summer.
I know, like what is... we could do firework cookies and they could taste the same and you could put frosting on them. Yeah. I've heard that from quite a few people, actually. Cookies are a hot item. And tell me a little bit about what is your favorite adventure that you've been on? We're adventuring here towards Christmas. What's your favorite adventure you've been on?
My favorite adventure is when I went to Utah and I got to climb a bunch of rocks.
Ooh, the Utah rocks are second to none, right? Like, Utah's a really pretty place. And are you like climbing on like your hands and knees or are you just like taking big steps or what does it look like to climb those rocks?
I was just like climbing up like there are mountains. Mm-hmm. So in like arches. So I climbed on the arches.
Yep. Arches is a fun place. And when you're out adventuring, what is your favorite thing about just like any good adventure? What's your favorite part?
You're fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go on hikes and you get to see pretty things that you don't see here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love getting to like kind of work towards something like hiking and then being able to be like, wow, look at what the Lord created. Whether it's like a tiny little flower that no one else got to see because they didn't hike to that part, or whether it's just like looking down off a mountaintop, it's just beautiful to get to see what the Lord has created. So when you're on adventures, what is your least favorite thing about adventures?
They're really scary because you can just like fall off a mountain.
Yeah, right. So there's like a risk involved, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally true. Any good adventure kind of has like a risk factor, right? Where you're like, this is kind of fun because this is kind of hard. Absolutely. So as we're talking through, we're going to talk about the King of the Jews and this baby who is kind of created with a throne. Where do we find ourselves? Like, where are we in the Bible?
We're in Luke 1:28-33.
Mm-hmm. So Luke chapter 1, kind of where we've been for the last couple of days. And we see that teenager Mary is told by an angel that she's going to have a baby. And that's actually not even the most surprising part of the story. So let's talk through that. I have a quick question for you first, though. Can you think of something that lasts a very long time? Or maybe an animal that lives the longest or the oldest item in your house?
Perhaps a school year lasts a long time.
That's so true. You're like, oh my goodness, this summer doesn't last this long, right? School year is so long. That's a fantastic answer. And so today we're told that the baby will rule forever. And forever is sometimes kind of a hard concept for us to understand because even our lives have like a time period to them, right? Everything we study in history has a time period to them. But this baby that they're talking about, it says he's going to last and rule forever. And we heard yesterday that God sent the angel to Gabriel to the little village of Nazareth to speak to a young woman named
Mary.
And I'm going to have you read the passage. And listeners, as you're listening to Evelyn read this passage, I want you to be looking out for the detail, what detail we're told about Mary's baby. All right, go ahead and read it for us, Miss Evelyn.
The angel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you." But Mary was very confused by what the angel said. Mary wondered, "What does this mean?" The angel had said to her, "Do not be afraid, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant, and you will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great, and people will call him Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor, and he will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
All right, so there's actually quite a few things that we're told about this baby, right? So, for example, if you're Mary, you're hearing this for the first time, what do you think you would have felt? Do you think this all would have been like, oh, okay, great? Or do you think it would have been confusing? What do you think?
I would be confused.
Yeah, you'd be like, wait, how is this kingdom never going to end? Wait, okay, I'm having a son. He's going to be great. He's the Son of the Most High. I mean, there's just a lot of confusing facts in there, right? And so one of the things I think that's interesting is here we have this angel coming to tell her that you're going to have a baby with a throne. It's not just a baby, right? This baby is going to have the most pivotal job in all of history, because he's God, and now he's going to come down and be with us, and he is going to have a kingdom that's going to reign forever. And when we're thinking about things that last forever, although I 100% agree with you that the school year feels like it lasts forever, not much that we encounter lasts forever, right? And so even all these presents that we're looking forward to, your Christmas cookies, I bet they don't even last very long at all, because you like to eat them. Is that true?
Yeah.
And so as you're looking at that, presents aren't going to last forever. Evelyn's Christmas cookies aren't going to last forever. That's not even the point of them. You want them to be in your tummy. When Jesus rises from the dead, and that's what we celebrate at Easter, we are celebrating his birth because he becomes our savior. He becomes this man who lives a perfect life and then dies a very hard death, is buried, rises again, and actually is seated now with God up in heaven. But how do you think that we can make sure that our family is remembering during this Christmas season, all during Advent, that Jesus will still be reigning when Christmas is finished, and he's the most important thing out of all of this Christmas season? How can you remember that?
Because he's with us and he will never leave us.
I love that. So it's like, here we are in the middle of our days. It's Christmas time. At this point, we're still in school. Being in school at Christmas, is that fun for you?
No.
No, me neither. I still remember it very clearly. I was like, let's just stop and go celebrate Christmas. And so we have these days, right? And we're like, oh my goodness, how am I making sure that I keep Jesus first, and that after all of this hustle and bustle of Christmas, I'm going to remember the most important thing is that he is with us and that he's reigning forever. And so today, I hope that our listeners can actually take the opportunity to remember that we are worshiping Jesus because he is not just a baby with a throne coming. He actually has fulfilled that. He's grown up, and actually now he's with us here in our days. And so my hope and prayer for all of our listeners today is that as you think about your king, as you think about your savior, that you would remember he's with you forever and he's going to be reigning forever, but he's also with you today, and that can make all the difference for the way that you handle anything that comes about. And so, Evelyn, I was wondering, can you close this in prayer today?
Yeah. Dear God, thank you for this day. And thank you that you died for us and you rose again for us. And please help us to have a great Christmas time and to all focus on you. Amen.
Amen. And Miss Evelyn, can you close our time today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Boom.